This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Population control is more than a buzzword. It is a belief at the heart of pro-abortion thinking. If it is true that the world is running out of space to hold people, or at least running out of food and other resources, then it is at least understandable that some would want to tolerate any thinking that offers hope, even if it means that our children are targeted for elimination. But at least one man is saying that we should hold on before jumping on the Malthusian bandwagon, Stephen Mosier of Population Research, the people at POP.org, often starts off by telling how the founder of such thinking, Thomas Malthus, spent the last years of his life recanting his own idea. Bottom line here, it pays to hone up on population science when defending the right to life. More information is at pop.org. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. Some stories you'll find at lifenews.com. President Obama is ducking any questions about the Gosnell trial, and there is more on that case at lifenews.com. And after legislators in the Philippines caved in last year to pressure from President Aquino and other nations to pass a poorly crafted reproductive health bill, over 500,000 Filipino voters gathered in preparation for May elections there. Organizers of the rally say they are working to make sure that candidates are elected that will promote and defend life, faith, and family. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.